We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Presented by Under Armour and $100 match deposit with the promo code LightYears, Prize Picks. Make sure to sign up with Prize Picks, promo code LightYears, $100 match deposit. Welcome to LightYears. Andy Liu, the Warriors win 137-116 against the Memphis Grizzlies. Are we back?
Are we back?
Stop it. Good win. Good win. It was a good win. It was a you know what's funny about that game? Frustrating start to the game. I was ready to be like, oh, we're doing this again. And then end of the second quarter, I saw some life out of them defensively, and specifically Kuminga for me. Because everyone, you know, Kuminga's had a nice breakout year three, right? It's a nice solid start to the year, but it's one of those things where it's like he can score the ball, but I know he can do much more than that. In the second quarter, he made a few plays defensively, ball hawk, kind of just turning up the intensity. And that really blew the game open for the Warriors. And then it carried over into the third quarter. And to me, that excited me because that was the two-way wing tour de force Kuminga that like we all hope that's the player we want him to be, right? Like it's not just getting 20 points. It's picking off passes in the passing, just like D'ing guys up, flustering ball handlers, being disruptive in every aspect of the game.
These are the type of games that I think are built for Jonathan Kuminga. It's a run and gun game. Memphis is not really playing much defense. They don't care. They're just hoisting up shots. These are the type of games that he should dominate, and he did. So it's nice to see. I think these are the type of games that the Warriors have consistently not shown up to. And even though they struggled in the first quarter, I think you could argue that they did show up, though. Right? Like they played hard to start. They jumped out to an 8-point lead. Things got frustrating when they went down a little bit, and Memphis had a couple offensive rebounds, but they competed. And I think we always point out that Kuminga is one of those guys that doesn't come out the gate and competes right away. Kuminga is one of those guys. Steph's one of those guys because he's older. Draymond, same thing. Wiggins, certainly. And so I think that's your starting lineup. And so tonight, you bring up Kuminga. I bring up the entire starting lineup. They came out and they actually wanted to play basketball. And sometimes, isn't that just what it's about sometimes? I think so often, more than not, the Warriors, you look at the game that they played against the Knicks, the Spurs, the Chicago Bulls a couple weeks ago, and they just decided not to show up for 12 minutes. And that level of arrogance kind of bites you in the ass. And tonight it didn't, because they said, okay, 33-32 was the end of the first quarter. I actually thought that was pretty positive because they just cared. Like they just came out and they just gave it everything.
Like Memphis outplayed them. They just didn't have enough talent to like actually – like if the Warriors came out with that energy versus a good team, they're down 42-18. You know, something like that, right? And yeah, that's kind of the thing where – have you noticed how Steve Kerr is just positivity coaching all year?
It's interesting.
Just kind of all year, he's just like, I believe in them. We got to just bring it more. I believe in them. It's it's a different approach to what I'm used to with him. It's just a different approach that I'm used to with him, where I'm used to him just kind of lighting guys up at all times. But maybe it speaks to the roster he has now. Maybe he doesn't have the vet savvy guys. Like, I don't think he's worried about hurting Draymond or Iguodala's feelings, but he's trying to figure out how to get guys like Kuminga, guys like Wiggins, those guys like really bringing it every night. And it's bringing a little bit of a softer approach. I don't know. They came out, to your point, they came out softish to start the game. Santi Aldama looked like he was going for 50 to start the game. But you know what? To their credit, they snapped into it in the middle of the second quarter. Third quarter was one of their best runs of the season. And I can't be too mad about that, because at least they did get there quicker. You know, they
did. The positivity stuff is that's all Wiggins. It worked tonight, 22 points, 10 rebounds. I can't name a game that how many times this season Wiggins has had double-digit rebounds, but I mean, Fitz was selling us on this all game. He's selling the vibes. I'm a vibes guy. But Wiggins played like a guy that was if those two guys, you bring up Kuminga playing kind of two ways, but to me, Kuminga's not good enough defensively, so I don't even bother thinking of him as a two-way player. But Wiggins has shown that he can be good enough defensively. He's just not. Tonight, right? Tonight is a night where I thought he played pretty good defense. Desmond Bane just came back from injury. But I did play pretty well on him, and like, that's the guy where you're just like, hey man, if you're going to show up and play like this, 9-14, 4-6 from three, I mean, maybe you don't shoot that well all the time, but this is the type of game where you're just going to lock in defensively and you're going to score 20 points. The Warriors are going to win the majority of these type of games. They're not going to lose to the Spurs, right? And that's all I'm saying. Like, it's not that hard. I don't think Wiggins had, like, did you think he had anything special? Nah, like, this is kind of just good Wiggins. This was normal for him. You know what I'm saying? So this now feels like a exceptional Wiggins game, because we haven't seen him play this well. But this was a good night for him. And that's to Kerr's positivity stuff. You hear Kerr in the pregame, right? You talked about it earlier. He's like, we got to find a way to kick stuff. I think Wiggins just losing in the flow of the game. We got to find a way to get him started, right? Stuff like that. And it's just like, whatever that means. But it worked tonight.
Yeah, I mean, on the Kuminga topic, the thing is, it's not inaccurate to say he's not a two-way player, but what's exciting about him is he's capable of being a two-way player. And for me, that was the more important part of tonight, which was there was a span in the middle of this game where you saw him be disruptive, point of attack, passing lanes, just turning the game over. And I think that's kind of, if we're going to look at this season as kind of a development season, if we're going to look at this season as a springboard for next year, hopefully they make some serious additions in the offseason, you know, kind of reshape the roster, but with a lot of the same core elements. A large part of that comes back to, like, is Kuminga going to take that next step? Because I know he could score the ball, but can he play defense in a playoff series, that sort of stuff? And yeah. To me, that was exciting. To your point on Wiggins, yeah, I mean, it feels like, you know, bad game, good game, bad game, good game. There's been no consistency all year.
No, right? There's been no bad game, good game. It's been bad, 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 good. Come on. There's been no alteration. It's been bad, 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 good, bad, 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 good. So, yes, I would like bad game, good game, Sam. I would like bad
game. Yeah, I hear you. But like, I would enjoy that. Yeah, okay, you're right. but like, in general, it's been... There definitely has been a stretch of more, you know, other than in late January, right before the trade deadline,
there
hasn't really been a stretch of consistency out of him in general. So that's exciting. And the other thing to call out is, like, Steph, he's not really asserting himself as much of the season. What is your read on it? Because tonight was 24 minutes. End of the third, it looked like they had the game in hand and he never went back into the game. But another 9 total shots is all you need to know about Steph's game. It's not like he played poorly or anything else, but he just took 9 shots. What is your read on this?
He's tired. It has to be tired. I know he hates it, but he's got to be exhausted. He got off that ankle injury. He really only sat a couple games. Like I don't want to say he rushed back, because he looks fine, but I just think he can't give you 100% every single game. And that's not, it's not a slight to him. That's just how the world works. Even LeBron can't get 100% every single game. The thing with LeBron is he just gives you 100% on national TV games. I've noticed that. He does very well on just giving you 100% national TV games. So it always looks good. But someone in the chat is saying that Steph said he won't be 100% because of his ankle. Like, maybe like that one surprised me, but just kind of knowing who he is, it just doesn't it feel like he's just a little burnt out? Just what it is.
Yeah, and I do also like, I'm trying to think of the correct way to put this because I don't think he's quite quitting on the team.
No.
But it does feel, it does come across like he's spending a lot of effort getting other guys going. And a lot of it's like, look, man, we're only going to be as good as Kuminga and Wiggins are. So I'm going to put more effort into getting those guys going because I know I can get to my, I know I can get mine if I need to. I know I can go for 40. And that's kind of how these games look. And we're not used to it with Steph, but it's, that's just how it looks to me when I watch him. Like, how did this game open? He was setting screens for Wiggins and Kuminga to get them going the whole way, right? He just didn't have to get to, okay, time for Steph to score 30 because no one else has anything going, which isn't a terrible thing, for being honest.
I like that point. I really like, I had not thought about that, where he's kind of sitting there and just saying, look, man, I could get 30. It might be efficient, might be inefficient, but does that really, what does that really prove? What does it really do for us from a long game perspective if I'm just doing this? They really need Wiggins to get going again. They really need Kuminga to take steps, which he has, right? Mm-hmm. They really need Klay Thompson to get going, which he has, right? So I think you're right. I think you're right. I think he's kind of saying, like, if I'm just going to burn myself out in these next 2 weeks and try to get us a couple wins, like, that doesn't really do us any good. Knowing the Warriors, knowing Steph and Steve Kerr, I think what you're saying is probably fact. It's mm-hmm. probably fact. He's probably sitting there and going, like, I'm not coming out and running pick and roll, man. I'm just not.
What's the point? What is the point, metaphorically and just realistically, right? Like, what are we gaining from this? Like, they don't have a second option. Right now, Kuminga is their best second option. And he's doing a phenomenal job and he's taking a huge step right now. But, like, yeah, they gotta develop stuff before they're getting realistic on that front. So
yeah. Promising game, though. I mean, just you get those two wings going, like, that's the type of game. And Draymond rebounded, right? Because he had a bad game against the Knicks, came back from injury. They said he was questionable coming in and then showing up, and he looked good tonight. So I was just like, okay, like, is he playing through a back injury? Because it doesn't look like he's playing through a back injury tonight. It looked like he was fine. So, I mean, I think a couple guys are wearing down, especially the older guys, but it's nice to see them kind of – Draymond looks spry. They got another game on Friday. They look good. They got enough rest.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They have the Pacers on Friday. We'll see where it goes with this. I mean, like, everything with this Warriors season, I don't want to sound defeatist, but it's, it's like a holding pattern, right? Like, they need to stack wins. I'm not going to hop on stream and be like, season's changed. They figured it out, you know? Like, it just kind of is what it is. Hopefully they win Friday against the Pacers. It's a big one, you know, and they just need to start stacking these. And the more they stack them, the more I'm able to make observations that they actually have something going versus, to your point, which is, oh, Wiggins showed up tonight. Oh, this happened tonight. You know, like, I need to see like 3 to 5 games of a trend.
Right. I was actually going to say that is when the game ended, I was like, okay, good game. Now, can they bring this effort into Friday, right? Because it feels like they came into this game trying to say, you know, fuck Monday's result, right? Forget that. That game's terrible. Like, forget it. Okay.
But are they going to go into Friday to build off this, or is it going to be another regression?
I'm good.
Like, that's kind of the question, right?
Yeah, I'm too good to come in and play with urgency and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting. We are brought to you by Game Time. Browse through the Game Time app anytime you want. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase, so you can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to buy you when you arrive. I actually used Game Time 2 days ago. I bought opening weekend seats in the lower box I think the cool thing about game time for Giants games is you can see exactly where you're going to set up into the park like a million times, but you still would like to know what your view is during the game before you buy it, right? So they actually literally give you the image. You can kind of move the image around and see what's around you, right? So it's really cool. You got all-in prices. They show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal. You don't got these like hidden fees that pop up when you're checking out. So buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of an event, even an hour after it starts. It's the place to find last-minute seats. So download the Game Time app, create an account, use code LIGHTYEARS for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code LIGHTYEARS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And brought to you by Good Chop. Good Chop offers fully customizable boxes of high-quality meat and seafood delivered to your door on your schedule. The products are vacuum sealed and frozen at peak freshness so you can stock your freezer and cook when you want. They also offer sustainable and wild-caught seafood, salmon, Pacific cod, scallop, shrimp, and more. Actually got we got our orders of ground beef. So I've been making some Chinese dishes with that. I've been making some salmon. I'm not a great cook, so I just throw the salmon on the pan. You know, the Good Chop quality does it. You know, I don't need to do anything crazy. You know, I just season it. The Good Chop quality takes care of the rest. Unlike many other companies, Good Chop sources its meats and seafood exclusively from American farms and fisheries, so you can support local family farms and independent ranchers right here in the U.S. And it won't cost a fortune. Good Chop's price per meal starts at just $3.74. Go to goodchop.com/lightyears120 and use code lightyears120 to get $120 off your first four boxes. That's code at lightyears120 at goodchop.com/lightyears120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/lightyears120. Code. That year it's 120.
You know, a certain LeBron James,
yes,
did a podcast last week. Not even last week, 2 days ago.
Not with Draymond.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that there's a riff in clutch? Do you think there's a riff?
I don't think it's hilarious that Draymond pods every freaking day about whatever the hell he pods about, and then LeBron comes in and Draymond always talks about that's his brother, and LeBron does the pod with JJ Redick. I just think it's funny. I got no takes. I just think it's funny. Good for you, LeBron. What did he say? What did he talk about?
You know, he said some things. He was quite friendly to one number 30.
Think back to early in your career. I came in the league in 06, 07. I played no minutes my first 2 years.
Yeah.
But you know what? If we had a 19-point lead going to the fourth, I might get all 12 minutes of garbage time.
For sure.
People would clear their benches.
Yeah, for back, sure.
This was 15 years ago.
For sure.
People would clear their benches for with a 17-point lead in the fourth and 9 minutes to go.
For sure.
You can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore. You know why? Because I believe in 08, 09, or whenever that little light-skinned fucker came in the league, that's in Golden State, he changed that whole narrative. He did. He single-handedly changed the no lead is safe. It's like Pat Mahomes right now.
It's interesting you bring up Steph because I think there's
love that guy,
a long history of Steph. Great players
mm-hmm.
that have impacted the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see a lineage between different skill sets, right? Michael to Kobe,
yep.
right? You can see that.
Yep.
I don't know that there's been a player that has influenced the game more than Steph. And you can certainly point to like Harden yeah. for sure in that era, Damian Lillard for sure. But you're right; it started with Steph.
When it comes to influence, since I've been watching the game, the most influence on the game. And obviously, we know what Mike did for the game.
Sure.
You know, well, Steph and Allen Iverson are the two biggest influential guys in our game since I've been watching and covering it. You know, one, they're 6'3", 6'4", if you want to.
Steph's not 6'4".
If you want to look on the back of a basketball card, you know, you're always a lot taller on the back of the basketball card. You know, Allen Iverson and Steph they were just so relatable, and kids felt like they could be them. They were their, they were guys that was not always counted on. They were small in stature, and they just defined the odds.
What do you think of LeBron just being that forthright about his Steph Curry propaganda?
Yeah, so I knew it. I knew he would do this. Called it when the Woj report happened that the Warriors had inquired about LeBron and the Lakers said no. And LeBron came out and said, oh, I had no idea. No idea. And I knew it was going to come to this, Samuel. LeBron was going to talk up Steph. Here's the thing. Draymond loves LeBron. I don't know if LeBron loves Draymond. I don't know if Steph cares too much or is in love with the idea of LeBron coming to Golden State. So to me, it feels like kind of like a weird triangle type of thing where I don't think Steph is that excited. He'll do it. Obviously, we've seen it. We've seen the KD stuff. Like, Steph will do it because he'll understand like this is his best path to winning a championship. I just don't think he's like all in on like, all right, like kind of how Draymond is, where it's like, all right, we're gonna get LeBron in here. We're gonna.
Oh, I think he's in. I think
Steph is in. I don't think he's like super. You think he's like all locked in and just like, all right, every day. You know, I think Draymond's kind of just in LeBron's ear every day. I don't think that's who Steph is, and I think LeBron's kind of testing the waters.
I think here's what I think. I think last press conference, Steph has basically said like, I'm over this. Like, we need to be better. I'm tired of. He basically said what you said, which is I'm tired of the same game every time, right? And I don't think he's dying for LeBron. I think he's dying for a change to the roster. You know what I'm saying? Like, and LeBron obviously is a great player. And if that's the change, I think he's thrilled about it, right?
Right.
Do you not get the vibe that Steph's, as much as he's a good soldier and he's doing everything in his power to make everyone around him better, is a little tired and would like to have a little more certainty around him in certain ways?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what this offseason is about. I think Steph is a little, I mean, I think Steph looked at the last 2 years, and Steph is a super patient guy, and he's probably going, man, we had no chance of winning a championship the last 2 years. And he was really good last year. He's still really good this year, but he's 36 and he just doesn't have a guy that can consistently lift boats like every other superstar can. So, but LeBron doing this is pretty funny. He's kind of done this a lot through the years, though. He's done this quite a bit since.
Yeah, are you actually buying this one?
Am I buying it? Oh.
Or is this just Bron trying to apply pressure to the Lakers?
It's got to be the latter, right? Isn't it always the latter?
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah. But what's the pressure? What's his end goal?
Contract. Power. He doesn't have an extension, which, you know, I mean, he's getting older. It's dicey, right? And it's been consistently reported that there's, you know, him and the Lakers are not like there's a little riff with him, Clutch, and the Lakers. They don't want him having the influence he has, blah, 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 that sort of thing. So, you know, part of it comes across to me like classic LeBron, like, All right, you're going to hardball me? I can always leave. Let's see how much you like that, right?
I can't believe that this is still a game that LeBron is playing at this age, but business is business, and this is how he conducts business, and it's worked for him through the years. But it would not – I think that's what this offseason is going to be about, dude. Me and you are going to sit here 3 times a week this offseason, and we're going to talk about this. This is a preview for the
along with my quarterback rankings.
Yeah. We'll throw that at the top. And I'm ready to talk Josh Dobbs. But it's just I think we're going to talk
about it. Might be okay.
I like him. I like him. Backup wise, I wasn't in love with Sam Darnold, but I like Dobbs. I just it feels like these guys have been circling each other. They've literally faced each other for so long. Was it 6 finals in a row? 4 finals in a row, whatever it was. And it feels like they've been circling each other, and the end result is just going to be those two guys playing with each other. Just do it. But you're probably right. He's probably just playing a game. He probably just wants that, whatever, $120 million extensions or whatever it is.
2 years. Yeah, just throw me another 60 a year, Genie.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I mean, like, outside chance, but you never know. You never know. I think, if nothing else, it's really cool that they've got to that phase of their career. Like, do you remember how much LeBron and Steph hated each other?
LeBron,
obviously you remember. But, like, you remember how contentious it was 8-9 years ago?
I mean, like, let's go through it really quick. LeBron hated Steph because Steph was the guy that really stopped LeBron from probably being the GOAT. If it wasn't for Steph, LeBron is the undisputed GOAT. Right now, people that say LeBron is a GOAT.
Jordan would have got through Steph.
No, like, right? It's just Jordan is the undisputed GOAT. No, nobody's like, you're never going to win an argument saying LeBron is the GOAT. And the reason he's not is because of Steph. Is because
too many L's.
Yeah. And I think that in the moment for LeBron, hated him. And then Steph looked up to LeBron. Like, Steph was like, hey, like, that's the guy that came to watch me at Davidson. I mean, Steph felt the same way about Chris Paul. And then all of a sudden, Steph's like, damn, he doesn't like me. Right. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff. And unanimous is MVP. They, you know, 73-9, all that stuff. And I don't know if Steph ever, yeah, actually, you know what? I take it back. Steph definitely didn't like him in those moments. Those guys didn't like.
They're competitive, dude. Like, I'm sure he was just like, "Oh, it's like this, so fuck you," you know, yeah, like, yeah, that sort of, yeah, thing. But
those are the good times, though. NBA needs that back.
It does, but I do think the two of them have bonded over their hatred of the younger players in the league. They're sitting here going, "Man, at least you worked out at 5 a.m. Look at these motherfuckers."
Oh, I just choked on my water. It has to be true. My eyes are watering. It has to be true. You think they look at the players today and they just do the old man, like your dad and my dad, or even your granddad?
I think everyone does that. I think it's just life. I think you hit a certain age and you just
look at these kids.
I walked uphill both ways. That's good. You know?
Back in my day, we'd have to actually go care about basketball. You know?
Yeah. Dude just got private trainers. I had to fucking work for it. Blah, blah. Exactly.
That might be the take of the show. Holy shit. That might be the.
It's the life. That's how it goes.
No kids allowed next season on the Warriors. Zero.
they're gonna assemble a team where it's the old guys and just Kuminga, so they can torment him to death. They're gonna all do like type of coaching, like go on, get up, sort of thing. You know,
no, it's gonna be, you're right. I mean, Chris Paul's still gonna be on the team. It's gonna be Steph, Clay, Draymond, you know, LeBron, Chris Paul. They'll bring in DeAndre Jordan. You know, it'll just be
DeAndre. Just be there for the vibes.
It'll just be, oh my god! It'll just be, you're not allowed if you're under 30 years old. You're just not allowed. So, I would like to see it.
Yeah, Melo's coming out of retirement.
Oh nope, we're not doing Melo. We're not actually. So I cannot do it. I'm enjoying Chris Paul a lot these last few weeks. Honestly,
he played excellent tonight. He's been playing really good ball for a few weeks now.
Really enjoying Chris Paul. Like, this is – he's kind of the freaking man off the bench. He just and I mean, he's not closing right now. They're not overusing him. I don't know. He's not the reason they're losing. I tell you that. He's not the reason they're struggling. He might have some flaws, but in the 24 minutes he plays, he's a fucking positive every single time.
Yeah,
so give me Chris Paul. Give me Chris Paul next season. Give me LeBron. Give me what's Paul George up to? He still hasn't signed the extension. I saw a Mark Stein report. What's he up to? Get him over here. So you caught that, by the way. You caught the Paul George one. Everyone's saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It hasn't happened.
I think he's going to Phil. I mean, Philly's the obvious place there, but
LA to Philly.
The Warriors, this is kind of what's annoying about the Warriors season. They made no moves at the deadline. So we'll see where they land. Maybe they get through the play-in. Maybe they make some noise. Maybe they don't. But they didn't reinforce the team to be a real contender. But we do know that there's going to be some movement in the offseason. and quote unquote they're positioning themselves for it. So we'll see.
All right.
We'll end it there. Appreciate everyone.